Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading is John chapter 19, verses 25 through 30. Therefore, the soldiers did these things. But standing by the cross of Jesus were his mother and his mother's sister, Mary, the wife of Clopas, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus then saw his mother and the disciple whom he loved standing nearby, he said to his mother, "Woman, behold your son." Then he said to the disciple, "Behold your mother." From that hour, the disciple took her into his own household. After this, Jesus, knowing that all things had already been accomplished to fulfill the scripture, said, "I am thirsty." A jar full of sour wine was standing there. So they put a sponge full of sour wine upon a branch of hyssop and brought it up to his mouth. Therefore, when Jesus had received the sour wine, he said, "It is finished." And he bowed his head and gave up his spirit.
The last mother named in Matthew's messianic lineage is Mary, by whom Jesus was born. See Matthew chapter 1, verse 16. Mary watched her son's ministry, no doubt treasuring all he said and did. She likely felt a range of emotions, from motherly pride to worry and fear, despite the fact that she understood he was about his father's, God's, business. Then, when Jesus was on the cross, she undoubtedly felt anguish watching him suffer, but also heard him lovingly entrust her to John's care. Even though she had long anticipated a sword through her soul, see Luke 2, verse 35, that knowledge didn't lessen her pain. But she didn't endure it alone. She was surrounded by other believers in the days before and after Jesus' passion. Following his ascension, she waited with him for the Comforter, the Holy Spirit, and likely lived for years as a member of John's household and part of the growing Christian community, worshiping, praying, and serving with those Jesus had come to save. And in that early church environment, she would have also been served by them. Do you know of friends or acquaintances who are dealing with adversity? If you're a believer, you can show them the love of Christ. How? Ask the Lord to reveal ways you can care for the people He has brought into your life.